All right, that's good to know about the Anytone. I have one of those as well, a DMR radio, and that was purchased from Bridgecom Systems.
Yeah, I know those guys. I got it from a small operation on the internet. I have three of them actually. A couple of the 878, or at least, well, one of the handy talkies and two of the mobiles, and I'm using the mobile right now, and I really like them. Use them for everything from VMR to you name it. I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's RF. Ah, shoot. I'm trying to think of the name of the little website. The guy packages together all kinds of cool stuff like hotspots and everything. He specializes in Anytone. Really great guy. A little tiny outfit on the internet. I think it's called dxradio.com. That sounds about right. Yeah, anyway, good guy. And another thing with DMR hotspots is he'll give you a PDF file that explains exactly how to set it up. I mean, really good instructions. That's the problem with things like DMRs. You have to actually do some complicated setup, and he lays it all out for you. I thought that was clever. You might not get that from Bridgecom.
Wow, that sounds like a really valuable file. I would love to see a copy of that because I have no clue how to program my Anytone. It's a huge mystery to me. I've watched some tutorials, but I still don't understand it.
Yeah, their software for programming is pretty good. I think you can do it with the standard software that everybody uses. That escapes me the name of it right now. I just drove back from Jacksonville, so I've been playing at an open mic all afternoon in 99 degree weather, so my brain's not firing on all cylinders. But mainly it was the DMR hotspots that he sells, those little Pi Star units that take the considerable amount of setup. But the software for the Anytone for programming them seems to be pretty good from what I haven't got into it in months because once you get all the frequencies in there that you need, you kind of, I don't know, get lazy and just let it just work it the way it is, right?
Yeah, why mess with something that works, huh? Well, I believe you're talking about the CPS, Consumer Programming Software, I think it's what that stands for. And I have gone in and looked at all the settings in the radio, but just trying to understand the instructions for changing what it's got all the DMR talk groups in there. I just want to figure out how to add analog frequencies so that I can use it kind of as an all-around radio to both do DMR and simplex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can help you with that. That was before I got a radio ID on Brandmeister and started doing DMR with a hotspot onto the internet and talking to the entire world. I did use it. We had a bunch of the locals that were using it for the DMR ham frequencies. It's very much like your standard simplex FM frequencies, like, you know, 14652, the standard calling frequency nationwide. It's kind of like that in that there are about 5 dedicated DMR, you can't call them simplex, but they kind of are simplex DMR frequencies with standard parameters like, you know, talk group, channel, etc. like that. And there's actually even a color. So, and they're published, and there's, I think there's three of them on 70 centimeters, and there's two of them on VHS, 2 meter. Or else it's the other way around. Anyways, yeah, I've got those plugged into my, and we used to talk around the valley when people were starting to buy DMR radios. We're goofing around with that. And so, yeah, I could help you with that.
That'd be awesome. I would really appreciate it. I did not know that there were some dedicated frequencies or talk groups. Not sure what you said in the zones. That's my the biggest problem I have is figuring out how to put it in the zone. I think that's what my problem is. I just don't understand how to set it up so that I how to import it and put it into the zone so that I can choose it as a channel on the radio to use.
Oh, right. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to remember the terminology also. But I have like five or six different, I guess they'd be called zones. I forgot what they're called, but like, here's case in point. I have the Oregon GMRS repeaters. There's a whole bunch of them. Those are all in one like channel group, right? And then, you know, I got ham simplex frequencies are in another one, and then ham repeaters are in another one, and then I have listen only for first responders, and I have all those programmed as, you know, push to talk disabled, so you couldn't key up on those frequencies if you wanted to, because we shouldn't. Duh, right? Anyway, so they're like banks of frequencies, so I have them set up. And the same is true for DMR, but if you did a search on, you know, amateur DMR acknowledged frequencies or something, you'd find a bunch of different people that posted that subset that are acknowledged as part of the band plan. It's kind of a gentleman's agreement. This is where you do digital. This is the part of the frequency spectrum. These are the channels that we do digital simplex, and it's basically, you know, 2 meters and 440 WRKU 327 mobile.
Okay, I'll have to take a look for that. So it sounds like what you're suggesting is rather than try and put these simplex channels into the same zone as the DMR channels to create a different zone or I guess band to put those simplex channels in, and then just switch zones when you want to use them. Is that what you're saying? WRQC 598.
WRQC 598. Yeah. WRQC. That's kind of like it's like that. Like for instance, I have a bunch of more of these kind of banks of channel zones, so to speak. Like when I traveled last year down to Southern California, I put in a bunch of Southern California repeaters and Southern California GMRS repeaters, you know, that sort of thing. So you just kind of select among those. And anyway, that's kind of the way the Anytone seems to want you to organize it. It's pretty handy, actually. And for instance, the zone or the collection of frequencies that I'm talking on now on this radio says Oregon GMRS because it's just got the Oregon GMRS repeaters in it. And, you know, so anyway, yeah, it's just a way to organize them. That's all. Pretty handy, though.
that's making a lot of sense to me. I'll have to go into my program now and see if I can create a bank for the non-DMR frequencies that I want to operate it on. And then I have a problem remembering how to change zones. That's always a big mystery.
602.
602, go ahead.
I'm going to mess everybody up here and throw out a suggestion that works really, really well for me. Sorry about this, but I've got to throw this out there. I create all my zones by region or county. That way, if I'm in a specific area, change zones, I can just go through the different channels for whatever repeaters are in the area or frequencies that are commonly used in the area. And if there's one specific, like say a DMR repeater in Jackson County, I'll have different talk groups set up as different channels within that zone, so that if I'm in Medford and I want to talk on a few different talk groups, I can just change the channel, and I'm good for that whole region.
Thanks, Jeff. That's brilliant. I'm going to have to organize things more in that way. And then to step through all the channels within the zone, so to speak, there's A, B, C, and D programmable buttons on the DTMF microphone, and you just go. I think the default is the B is it steps down through the zones, and the C will step up or vice versa, and that's kind of how I change zones. And then on the top of the microphone, there's the channel up and channel down. So is that making any sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. You're using those programmable buttons to interact with different zones quickly or just up and down quickly. But this is a habit I picked up on when I was in the fire department. We would program in different counties into our radios. So that, say we got into Tehama County. I was working in California as a firefighter. We would just change the zone to Tehama, and we'd have law enforcement, fire, all the tactical channels, everything we could possibly want for that county in one zone. And I won't get into tactical zones, that's a whole different thing, but it just made it easier to do it regionally. That way we knew that we could scroll through all the channels and find anything we wanted where we were geographically. So just my 2 cents. I'll let you guys get back to it. WRCD 602.
Sounds like an excellent suggestion, Jeff. I appreciate it. WRQC 598.
Yeah, when I was down to Southern Cal, I had, you know, a 14-hour drive, and I put in a bunch of GMRS repeaters on the way down, you know, in Sacramento and, you know, all the way down, and I just, they give you so many alphanumeric characters to name these channels with in any tone. It's awesome. And so I was able to well explain which, you know, GMRS repeater I was trying to connect to, and ham repeater and whatnot. So I just kind of channel my way down there. That was kind of fun. So cool. I guess I have mine separated by service, not so much by geography, mostly because I'm glued to this Southern Oregon area. I never leave. I'm always in the same radius of about 20 miles. Okay, today it was 30, 35 maybe, Jacksonville. But nobody's ever on the, like, John's Peak repeater or any of the repeaters down there anyway. So, all right, I'm at my destination, which would be my home, and I'm going to get off the radio, and it's been a pleasure. Yak, and thanks for the ride along. It shortened my drive immensely. WRKU 327, clear.